than it was March 1st of 1979, when he was 59 years old, that he died. Where was that?
You had moved back to Tulsa. He had finished his term the end of 78, and you were on 33rd Street. You and Dad had bought a house, and he died at home. Late at night, you and I and Dewey were there with Dad when he died.
Yeah, that was a terrible day, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a terrible day.
Awful day.
A few days later, there was a funeral. A lot of the senators came on
from
a plane.
Washington.
All together. I think John Stennis might have been head of the armed services. I might be wrong, but they sent a plane and they attended the funeral, which was at Christ the King Church, the church Mom and Dad were members of since when you moved here, mm-hmm. I think. We went to the burial, and then we came home to your house, and all the senators went to the burial, and then they came
to
our house. I remember that the two buses they were in, clearing Calvary Cemetery, it just looked like the bus was going to hit the top of the gate when they came in. And then it was just a great reunion of senators and people from Tulsa and Dad's childhood friends from mm-hmm. Marietta, Ohio, that were there, the Christies. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really just a great gathering.
Yes, it was.
Interesting people. Mm-hmm. David Bourne was there. He had just won Dad's old Senate seat. And Howard Baker, Sam Nunn, Pete
Howard
DeMinich,
Baker was a good friend.
A lot of his friends in the Senate were mm-hmm. there. It was fabulous.
Yes, it was.
Interesting people.